Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced bass line in Ableton Live 12 for jungle, old school DNB, rollers, and those darker half-step moments that make the floor feel like it's about to tilt. And right away, I want you to think about bass differently. In this style of music, the bass is not just low end, it is part of the conversation with the breakbeat. It enters the drums. It leaves room. It creates tension. It makes the drop feel dangerous. If the bass is too wide, too long, or too crowded, it steps on the brake. If it's too clean, it disappears on real systems. So our mission is to build something focused, gritty, rhythmic, and carved with intention. We're going to make a two-layer bass system. A clean mono sub on the bottom, and a mid-bass character layer on top. Then we'll shape the arrangement so the bass feels like it belongs to the drums, not separate from them. That's the key to a rewind-worthy drop. First, set your project tempo around 174 BPM. That's the classic sweet spot for this workflow, though anywhere in that 172 to 176 zone will work. Build a simple arrangement with an intro, a drop, a switch-up, and an outro. Keep the structure DJ-friendly. That means the track should breathe enough to be mixed, but still hit with enough force to make people want to hear that section again. Now get your break in place. If you're using a classic breakbeat, warp it carefully and preserve the natural swing. If you want more control, slice it up in drum rack or use simpler slice mode so you can trigger hits manually. Either way, the break is the spine of the tune. We are not forcing the bass to dominate it. We are making the bass dance with it. Before you go anywhere near the sound design, leave headroom. While sketching, aim for peaks around negative 6 dB on the master. That gives you space to hear the actual relationship between the bass and the drums. In DNB, loud is not the same thing as heavy. Clarity creates weight. Let's build the sub first. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Use a sine wave on oscillator A. Keep it simple. One voice. No unnecessary width. Very little or no glide. If you do use glide, keep it extremely short so it doesn't smear the rhythm. The whole point is to make the sub stable, centered, and disciplined. Write a bass pattern that supports the break instead of fighting it. A good old school style starting point is to hit on the one, answer on the offbeat, and leave space for the snare. Think in short phrases. Think in calls and responses. The bass can come in, speak, and then get out of the way. For note lengths, start with eighth notes or quarter notes if you want punch. Use longer holds only if the break has enough room to breathe. A very common mistake is to oversustain the bass and flatten the whole groove. In this style, a tiny reduction in note length can create more impact than another plugin ever could. After operator, add utility and set width to 0%. That forces the sub into mono. Keep it dead center. This is non-negotiable for a proper DNB low end. If the sub feels too sterile, put saturator after utility or before it, depending on how you want to shape the tone. Use a small amount of drive, maybe 1.5 to 4 dB, and switch on soft clip. The goal is not to destroy the sub. The goal is to make it more audible on smaller systems, while keeping the foundation clean. Now let's build the character layer. Duplicate the MIDI to a second track and load Waveitable, or use another operator if you want a simpler tone. This layer is where the personality lives. Reese movement, grit, harmonics, a little bit of attitude. A strong starting point is two saw waves slightly detuned, or a saw and a square blended together. Keep unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices max. You do not want a giant stereo cloud in the low zone. You want a focused mid-bass that can animate the groove while the sub stays clean underneath. Add a low-pass filter, and start moving it in the range of roughly 120 to 300 Hz as a rough starting point. You can push the envelope a little if you want the attack to speak, but don't overdo it. This is not an EDM bass drop. It's a carved, old-school influenced bass voice that needs to sit with the break. After the synth, add saturator. Push it harder than the sub layer if needed, maybe 3 to 8 dB of drive. Then use EQ8 to remove the low end below roughly 80 to 120 Hz from this layer. That way, the sub remains in charge down low. If the mid-bass starts to sound boxy, take a little out around 200 to 400 Hz. If the top gets harsh, check the 2 to 5 kHz zone and tame it if needed. At this stage, keep asking yourself one question. Does this layer make the groove feel more alive, or does it just add noise? If it's clutter, simplify it. In DNB, the best bass often sounds more controlled than people expect. Dirty, yes. Unfocused, no. Now group the sub and mid-bass together into a bass group. This is where the two layers start behaving like one instrument. Put a very light glue compressor on the group if needed. Keep the attack fairly slow, the release quick or on auto, and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just enough to glue the layers together without flattening the punch. And here's an important coaching note. Treat the bass like part of the drum kit, not like a separate synth line. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass often behaves like a displaced kick or a shadow of a snare rhythm. If a note feels strong but ruins the pocket, it's too strong. Now we carve the bass around the breakbeat. This is the heart of the lesson. Put EQ 8 on the bass boss and listen carefully in context. On the mid-bass layer, keep the low end trimmed away. If the bass feels like it's masking the snare or clouding the groove, look for ugly harmonics in the upper mids and shave them gently. Small moves matter here. We're often talking 1 to 3 dB, not huge surgical cuts. If the bass feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the top end feels sharp or tiring, check around 1.5 to 4K Hz and soften it. The break needs to breathe. The snare needs to crack through. The bass should support that, not compete with it. Now think rhythmically. Shorten the bass notes when the break gets dense. Leave space directly around the snare. Let the bass answer after the drum hit instead of stacking on top of it every time. A strong DNB bassline often feels like it leans into the swing, rather than locking the bar into a rigid grid. This is a great place to use off-grid nuance too. You can nudge some character layer hits a little late or early for a more human, ravera feel. Keep the sub stable, but let the upper layer breathe against the grid. That slight tension can make the whole phrase feel alive. For more movement, add auto filter to the mid bass or the bass group. Use a low pass mode and automate the cutoff in phrases. Think in movement across bars, not constant wobble. A small cutoff push every 2 or 4 bars can create a huge sense of progression without adding more notes. Try this structure for your drop. Bars 1 to 4, a more open filter and a straightforward bass phrase. Bars 5 to 8, tighten the filter slightly and add a little more syncopation. Bars 9 to 16, introduce a switch up that could be a rhythm change, an octave jump, or a new answer pattern. And here is a really effective old school trick. Don't overfill bar 1. The first bar of the drop often hits hardest when it leaves a little uncertainty. Let the bass reveal itself rather than announcing everything at once. That little restraint can make the return feel much bigger. If you want a proper rewind moment, build a tiny breakdown before the drop or before a major return. Cut the bass for half a bar or a full bar. Let the drums carry the tension for a moment. Then snap the bass back in with a filter opening or a strong reese hit. That contrast is what gets crowds to react. Now, once the bass feels good, resample it. This is a classic advanced DNB move. Record 1 or 2 bars of the bass character layer onto an audio track. Then chop it. Reverse a short hit. Duplicate a tail. Create a stutter. Make a pickup into the next bar. Now the bass becomes editable like part of the drum arrangement, which is exactly how a lot of those old jungle phrases feel. Performed, sliced, and reassembled. If the resampled tone feels too smooth, you can add a little redux for texture. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're trying to give it a little extra grit and age. Think texture accent, not full-time effect. This is also where you can make variations for different sections. One version for the main drop. One version for fills. One tension version for the breakdown. Group edits by function. That makes arrangement work much faster than trying to force one patch to do everything. Now listen in context and ask the practical questions. Does the sub still stay centered? Does the mid bass have enough character without owning the low end? Do the notes leave space around the snare? Does the groove still read when you turn the volume down? That last one is huge. If the bass line still makes sense at low volume, then the rhythm and contour are doing the work, not just loudness. That's a strong sign you've built something musical, not just heavy. For a darker, heavier roller vibe, you may want the bass to sit slightly behind the break. In that case, soften the transients a bit with drum boss or keep the attack more rounded. For a harder jungle vibe, keep the attacks more defined so the bass phrases punch like a live instrument. Try a few advanced variations too. Add a ghost note between the main hits. Very quiet, short, filtered, almost percussive. Duplicate one note an octave higher for half a beat to create a flash of energy. Flip the phrase in the second 4 bars so the response happens before the snare instead of after it. Drop into a halftime feeling for one section, then snap back into full speed pressure. Use a tiny pitch bend on the first note of a phrase to make the bass feel like it's pulling into the drop. Little details like this can transform a loop into a performance. And finally, arrange the track like a DJ tool, not just a loop. Your intro should tease the bass without fully revealing it. Your first drop should make the bass speak clearly, but not overwhelm the drums. Your switch up should feel like a new rule, not just a louder copy. And your alt row should strip the bass back enough for a clean mix out. A great structural trick is to end an 8-bar section with a recognizable bass figure, then cut to a drum fill or a moment of near silence. That little vacuum makes the next return feel massive. In DNB, absence can hit harder than density. So to recap the core workflow, build a clean mono sub, add a controlled mid-bass character layer, carve the bass around the break, use note length as a groove tool, automate filters and density in phrases, resample for edits, and arrange for tension and release.